What a relief for Polymarket that the investigations by the DOJ and CFTC have been closed without any charges being filed.
Absolutely. It's quite a turnaround from the initial concerns that arose after the FBI raid on CEO Shane Copeland's penthouse.
The lack of evidence really played a significant role in the decision to drop the probes, allowing Polymarket to continue its operations without any disruptions.
It really showcases the challenges regulators face in understanding and regulating platforms in the cryptocurrency and decentralized finance space.
It's fascinating how this whole situation has sparked discussions about the future of regulatory oversight in the crypto industry.
Indeed. Polymarket can now concentrate on its decentralized prediction market mission, drawing in users keen on speculative trading.
And the fact that there were no charges brought against Polymarket indicates a potential shift in how authorities approach investigations in the digital currency realm.
The aftermath of the FBI raid did create some uncertainty within the crypto community, but ultimately, it seems the evidence didn't support any legal action against the platform.
It's a win for Polymarket and a chance for regulators to reassess their strategies when dealing with crypto-related cases.
The closure of this case definitely highlights the ongoing regulatory hurdles in the crypto space and how regulators are adapting to these challenges.
Moving forward, it'll be interesting to see how Polymarket continues to thrive in its decentralized prediction market niche.
Absolutely. Now that the investigations are behind them, they can focus on their core mission without the cloud of regulatory scrutiny hanging over them.
In the grand scheme of things, this whole ordeal serves as a valuable lesson on the complexities of regulating the crypto industry.
It also sets a precedent for a potentially more balanced regulatory landscape in the future as both industry players and regulators navigate this evolving space.